Vayu chayei sora mea shana ve'esrim shana v'sheva shanim shnei chayei sora. And Sora lived 137 years. And then it says at the end of the pasuk, shnei chayei sora. These were the years of Sarah's life. So what's this extra redundant shnei chayei? Sora lived 137 years. So it's a famous pshat by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov, the first shtickle in Parshas Chayei Sora, quoting from the famous Rashi, that people think, why did Sora die? That she heard about the news of the Akedah that Avram was gonna do the Akedah on Yitzchak, so Parcha Nishmasa, Neshama left. That itself is a discussion in Chazal. There, I think there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer that said the opposite, that she didn't die then, is when Avram came back with Yitzchak. And when Sarah saw Yitzchak, she said, wow, they failed the Akedah, and she couldn't take that. So either way, whatever the pshat is, what's the Shnei Chayei Sarah? So Rabbi Yaakov points out, you know, people think, they learned the Rashi, that, you know what, Sarah is supposed to live to 140, 150, Avram's age, 175, 200. But you know what, because of this event, she died earlier. That's Garma Gomisa. And it's the MS, and therefore, because of Yatzab, they think she's supposed to live longer, but Yotzim is Echil Hashem, and there'll be Echil Hashem. Look, Avram killing his own wife, Yitzchak. Therefore, the Torah writes, Shnei Chayei Sarah, V'hainu Elu Hayu Hashanim Shenikvatsu Lo Meirosh. No, that it was already Koveya how long Sarah was going to live from the beginning. If it wasn't, whichever Pshah you want to learn, but if it wasn't the Akedah that Parcha Nishmasa, it would have been something else. So the Torah just wants to publicize that Sarah lived a full life and has nothing to do with the Akedah. She didn't die because of the Akedah. She was going to die anyway. The Akedah could have been the sim. If it wasn't the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have brought anything else in order to, when the time is up, the Malach HaMavi HaSam comes down.